It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Over the past 2 years, California has been devastated by the worst wildfires in its history. As those fires continue to grow in frequency and intensity, the state has begun to fight fire with fire. Felicity Berenger, editor and lead writer at the Bill Lane Center for the American West, talked with KRCB's Adia White about the benefits of controlled burns.
You recently wrote an article called Gaining in Public Acceptance: Can Prescribed Fire Head Off Devastating Wildfires? Can you tell me a little bit more about the main points you wanted to get across in that article?
Well, the main points are, one, prescribed fire seems to work. Nothing is perfect, and you can always find counterexamples. But by and large, land that has been managed is less likely to turn into an explosive wildfire, even when wildfire conditions are prevalent.
And California actually has a long history of prescribed fire and land management that you talk about. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
You have to remember that the Forest Service's philosophy towards fire for most of the 20th century was, don't do it. We don't want the trees to burn. And that was where the Smokey the Bear cartoons came from. You know, only you can prevent forest fires. Well, because of that, a tremendous amount of overgrowth and understory grew up, and the fires are more and more likely to happen because there's so much fuel out there. That started to change around mid-century, and the Forest Service, I think, formally gave up that policy in the late 70s. And since then, in California, there have been efforts to try to do prescribed burns in areas that are overgrown or areas where wildfires might well happen. But you're still talking about less than 70,000 acres a year of the 33 million are having prescribed burns. Much more needs to happen, and the state is trying to turn around and work really hard to make more burns happen.
So California forests are facing a lot of other problems as well. For example, drought, bark beetles, climate change. Does prescribed burn really have the ability to mitigate some of these issues, according to the research you've read?
Only if it's applied much more frequently over much greater land area. The good news is there's a lot more buy-in to prescribed burns. 10 years ago, or maybe even 5 years ago, there was homeowner resistance. People who lived near national forests, they moved there for retirement, say, and they didn't want to have to breathe in the smoke of prescribed burns. Since the fires of the last 2 years, particularly the Santa Rosa fire, attitudes have really changed. This guy who's from Mendocino County, Mike Maynard, he's the battalion chief there, he said, the difference is that people now are scared. Public opinion is finally in alignment with funding and policy. The good news is they have more funding, and they're not going to let that funding, this is the state of California and CAL FIRE, are not going to let that funding be pulled into other needs because prescribed burns are so important.
That's Felicity Berenger of the Bill Lane Center for the American West. To hear a story about how Native Americans use prescribed burns, listen to episode 2 of our podcast, Living Downstream, Firing Forests to Save Them. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at norcalpublicmedia.org.